Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday to me. I was born the day before Christmas. And I'd like to emphasize that no, when I was growing up, no one ever dared give me one present for both days.
All right, we just didn't do that. That's not a game the K-Dog play.
No, we got that.
Oh, boy.
Bye. Turn your crap off. Somehow you always have a podcast going and my hooks into my car and then there's freaking chaos and I'm tired of it.
Because your phone and your car wants to listen.
Your car doesn't care about your weird conspiracy thoughts.
Because it always picks my phone over yours.
At least it's not retarded Candace Owens.
Oh, they were talking about her too.
I have an idea. There's a Simpsons episode, one of the Halloween ones, where all the advertising creatures come to life, like the fat boy donuts and the smoking cowboy guy, you know?
Yeah.
And they figure out they're only alive because they're advertisements and they get attention. So they have a little song, which is just don't look, just don't look. And when no one looks, all these things fall apart or die, right?
Yeah.
This is how I feel about Candace Owens and the rest of Team Retardo.
Well, apparently she met with Erica.
And it didn't, well, apparently it went well at the time, and then she became even stupider. Not Erica.
No, Candace went on her show, and now she's like, well, you know, it probably is Tyler Robinson or whatever the guy's
not. Oh, he's saying, oh.
But it gets better. Now her audience is kind of turning on her.
Well,
so that's a thing. I don't know. I just got this from another podcast.
Okay, she had a long thing where she was explaining how it's all the Jews.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
And I think I've already explained how she's going to get destroyed in the Brigitte Macron lawsuit. She's just going to get annihilated. But I think that was last week. And we are not going to, I'm not going to talk about Candace Owens anymore at all. I'm tired of people on our side causing drama to get personal attention. Speaking of, and being stupid, and that brings me to Epstein. Well, that sure turned into a bulwark wedding night level disappointment, huh?
Well, they're now saying that, you know, it's all been, of course, edited. And
yeah, but because the law said you have to edit it. That's in their idiom.
Oh, that they haven't released the stuff that Trump is supposedly mentioned in.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, because...
Mm-hmm.
We already know what the answer is. It's just a matter of,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you and your foolish proof.
Yes, yes.
Are just interfering with it. You're in it too. Pedo! I keep saying, the Epstein thing is an IQ test, and a lot of people are failing.
Oh.
It's the dumbest thing ever. They're like, well, Trump flew on his plane. Yes, he did. He flew within the United States with his wife and daughter before Epstein was convicted of being a perv. Do you know those pictures of Bill Clinton with Epstein? After his conviction. Just saying. Yeah. Did you like the one in the hot...
That's right.
Did you like the one in the pool?
Yeah.
That was cute. The only good thing about that is it just increases the humiliation of Hillary. Because it's like, your man's floating around in pools with wet girls who may actually literally be girls. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But it's just, the whole thing's just so gross. But yeah, that's the first thing to come out. There are all these, Epstein files are released. Here's a bunch of pictures of Bill Clinton. And then there's nothing about Donald Trump because Donald Trump's not into young girls. He was, when he was a playboy, he was into fine adult women.
Well, did you see how they're putting out the one video of him, like, from 40? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like 35 years.
And he's partying with all these beautiful
women. I know. And they're just like little hotties, and they're partying.
And
these
kind of
like,
they're around them.
They're
having a great time.
And I'm like, are you thinking? And they're like, look at this is your president. I'm like, woohoo! You know, at least he's not, you know, tapping something that everybody suspects hiding a penis. But enough about Obama. It's just, I am not saying that Michelle Obama is a man. I don't want to get sued.
I thought you were saying Obama was.
I'm not going down Cory Booker. I'm not going down that road. Yeah, I mean, it's like, do you think I'm going to like Donald Trump less because in the 80s he was, or 90s, he was hanging out with hot, you know, party girls? I'm not going to like him less. I spent a lot of the 90s trying to hang out with hot party girls. And I met you.
Yes.
30 years ago, I met you.
Wow.
But we didn't get together for 5 years until 5 years ended.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've been together 25 years. And, I have not hung with party girls since. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that makes you feel, you know, my guy's not stepping up. But, in any case, that's, and we all knew. I mean, you have to literally be mentally defective if you think the Biden DOJ was going, well, I've got this clear and convincing evidence that Donald Trump was hanging around with underage girls. I'm going to hide it.
But Kamala said they hid it because they have so much integrity and they didn't want to put it out there. That is what she said.
Did she say that?
Yes. She said it on, I don't know if it was on Kimmel's show or it was on somebody's show. I heard.
It was there, but they've hid it because of their integrity.
But because they didn't want to meddle with the DOJ and, you know, and all that. They didn't want to.
Ah.
Yes.
The DOJ had such integrity, it told her about it.
This is exactly what she said. She said that.
She is
retarded. She was on Kimmel's show. I don't know. She was just on somebody's
show. Is Jimmy Kimmel still on?
Yeah, he came back.
Talk about like the little blip where people paid attention and knew he existed for like a day.
Who was it? Oh, it was on the Ruthless podcast.
Was it?
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, I'm going to check that out. Because
yeah.
I may have, I'm trying to get the Ruthless guys, or at least one of them, on. Well, I'm going to host Hugh Hewitt, the 26th, 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Oh, they're perfect for the show.
Well, yeah, he has them on all the time, but I'm going to try and. Hey, I'll tell you, booking guests the week between Christmas and New Year's.
That's hard.
That's not easy. That's not easy. I had one senator, you know, I'm on vacation. I'm out of the country. I'm not going to be there. I'll reach out to a couple more. They'll be like, not doing it. But I've got some interesting folks lined up. So it should be good when I host for Hugh Hewitt. That'll be, I like hosting for Hugh Hewitt. It's like 2 million people. You're literally talking millions of people.
Yeah.
Except here, it's only the elite from VIP, Town Hall VIP members.
Oh, they're so special.
They are special.
Really? They really are. No, I know. I know that.
So I have got
I'm texting with people.
Oh, great. Thanks for putting your full effort into, into the podcast. Everybody appreciates how you just don't care about them.
I'm sorry, folks, but I got to get this done. Sorry.
Well, we covered Epstein. We covered Candace Owens.
Responsibilities never stop, even for your podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was something I loved that happened the other day. The semi-human pagan savages of Syria killed two of our guys and an interpreter. And, Pete Hegseth unleashed, you know, 50 airstrikes, which I love. And he said, this isn't, you know, this isn't a response. This is vengeance. And I'm like, hell yeah. Finally, we're talking like honest people. None of this proportionality stuff. Well, you killed two of our people. Let's see if we can kill just two of yours. No more. We don't want to be just proportional. No, we're taking out all your sites. And you know they've got targeting lists where they're waiting for this to happen. Mm-hmm. They're like, what? Service them all. Service those targets. And I love it. And when he says vengeance, it harkens back to the Romans. Because if you were a Roman, you go anywhere in the world, and you're like, I'm a Roman citizen. Get your freaking barbarian paws off me.
Yeah.
Because the Romans aren't putting up with that shit. Romans will come and kill your ass. They will kill your ass dead. If you dare mess with a Roman citizen. And I think we need to have that about America. Because America has tolerated too much guff from semi-human inferiors. By which I mean
everyone who's not American.
That's true.
By the way, it is Monday when you get it. You should read my town hall on Monday. I strongly support giving political asylum to people who are dissenters from Europe or who are running from the draft.
Oh, definitely.
In Europe.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because they're now, they're now saying we're going to get rid of jury trials and allow judges to imprison people for 2 years with no appeal.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's their plan. Okay. Tell me how they differ from Putin.
They don't.
Well, they didn't invade Ukraine. Okay.
It sounds like they might be worse.
At least
to their own people.
Well, and the thing is, can't you love Putin, Kurt? Okay, you freaking femboy. I was literally in the Cold War. And the job I had meant I wasn't going to live because I worked with chemical weapons issues. So I was going to die facing the Russians. We all knew we had no life expectancy. And we did it anyway. So I know and I'm going to have fight a motor rifle regiment. I know all that stuff. I was there in front of the Russians while you were either not born yet or some sissy civilian sitting back here doing your hippie protests. I feel like Sam Kinison in Back to School. What was out in the rice paddies? Slugging out with Charlie. And the blood and the mud. Say it. Say it. That is one of the greatest scenes ever. When Rodney and he's like, what? Why didn't MacArthur kill his commie back? Why didn't they? And he's like, because MacArthur was too much of a pussy whip to throw those commie bastards back into China. And he's like, yeah, good answer. By the way, you think? I'm going to keep an eye on you. I would like, just because... Because I've been a little, I'm running out of things to do because we don't have the house anymore to fix because the house is almost repaired and the other house is already repaired and I don't have another book yet that I'm going to write. I've got to decide that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should like go be a volunteer history teacher for high school. Ooh. Can you imagine that?
Mr. Schlichter,
I heard that America is built on a foundation of indigenous skulls from a genocide.
It's called conquering, bitch. It's called the Thunderdome.
Well, two groups walk in, one walks out. America, bitch!
Oh, you should do like some kind of little shorts as substitute.
Oh my God, substitute, Mr. Schlichter's history. Oh my God, honey, that's brilliant. Mr. Schlichter's history lessons.
Yes.
We're going to do Mr. History, Mr. Schlichter's history lessons.
Oh, that's going to be okay.
Mr. Schlichter,
oh, do it now.
I've got a question.
Yeah, we got to do it because it's all being recorded.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh my God.
I'm copywriting this shit. Mr. Schlichter, substitute teacher.
Okay.
You bastards!
You heard it here first. Folks, lucky yous.
When I was in Desert Storm, somehow we had to eat the beef brisket patty. You know nothing about pain.
All right.
See, that's funny. That's comedy gold there.
It's going to be comedy.
That's comedy gold.
There's a lot of comedy going on in those skits. God. Oh, yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing it. Okay. Anyway, look, this has to be a short
one. I'm going to start writing.
Because we got, oh yeah, I'm going to write it so they can all as I go. We are heading to a Christmas party. I'm sure, if you celebrate Kwanzaa, you're welcome too. Fake holiday communist. Anyway, is this where I go? I make a left here, right?
Yeah.
No, this isn't right. It's the next one.
The next one.
It's the next one. Okay.
Oh, yes, it is. It's the next one.
Yeah. So anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah, if you do the Hanukkah thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to insult you by saying Righteous Kwanzaa.
No.
Because it's a fake communist holiday.
Oh, that's true.
By a fake communist rapist guy. And anyway.
It's all these weirdos. Like Earth Day, right?
Oh, Earth Day. Yeah. He stuck his girlfriend in a suitcase.
Her body. Yeah. He killed her, murdered her, right? And then stuffed her body in this. Yeah.
And I'm assuming he didn't have a good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she just wouldn't shut up. But anyway.
Amazing.
Anyway, I will be. So this isn't going to be a Bataan death march of comedy gold, but it's going to be slow for the next week or so. I hope maybe we won't have any more mass murders and clown car cops from Providence, Rhode Island. How'd you like that guy? You're like a Latinx immigrant. Aren't you just sitting there going, would you please shut the hell up?
Latinx, Mr.
Latinx. Would you please stop embarrassing us?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
It really was embarrassing.
That was not good.
Yeah, we haven't even interviewed anyone. Of course we haven't got the guy.
Well, we haven't interviewed anybody. It's only been 5 days. Why wouldn't we interview the witnesses?
Fine, Ayla. We haven't done anything.
I'm from Columbia.
What do you expect from me?
The fuck?
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just great. All right. Anyway, on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my town hall columns. Go get Panama Red, the new Kelly Turnbull book. Great Christmas gift. Panama Red. You will dig it. Oh, my gosh.
It really
have
is.
Have I missed it completely?
Yeah, well, you keep missing it. Just go this way.
I'm just going to go here. All right. But Panama Red is a new Kelly Turnbull book. You are going to dig it.
You can U-turn his home.
I will U-turn. And it's a good one. It's getting good reviews. All the actual reviews are like 5-star.
Fantails.
And then there'll be somebody who's like a 1-star, but he doesn't leave a review.
Yeah.
It's just like, I hate Kurt! 1-star! Femboys. I just hate these people. Okay. Follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. And of course, of course, I want to thank you guys for being Town Hall VIP members because you guys are awesome. And, I always enjoy your comments, about half of which are not grievous slanders about me and my heritage. Yes, some of them are. Kurt, you suck! Okay. All right. Well, I understand. But anyway, thank you very much for being VIP members. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Unredacted here on Town Hall. Adios. Bye.